and playing more continuous soft favorites while you work inside our More Music Hours. It's 3 o'clock. I'm John Tech. K-Life 106.3, continuous soft favorites. Here's Harry Chapin on K-Life 106.3.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay.
K-Life 106.3, continuous soft favorites. We've talked about this before, the shopping cart handles in the stores and how many germs they've got. Well, check this out. A brand new survey tested 6 commonly handled items for bacteria content, and shopping cart handles, the most bacteria-infested item, while doorknobs on public bathrooms are not as bad as might be expected. The Korea Consumer Protection Board tested 6 items that are commonly handled by the public, and they ran tests for their bacteria content. Now, shopping cart handles led the way with 1,100 colony-forming units of bacteria per 1.5 square inches, followed by a computer mouse used in internet cafes. That was huge. Had an average of 690 colony-forming units. The reason that shopping cart handles had so much bacteria is because the area is larger than the others and people have more space to place their hands. Hand straps on buses, they were next, followed by bathroom doorknobs. Rounding out the list were elevator buttons and hand straps on subways. That's the extremely bad news in this study. There is good news. Washing hands with soap removes almost all of the bacteria. Here's Tim McGraw on K-Life 106.3.
He said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime.
K-Life 106.3, continuous soft favorites. Stand by, much more intelligence for your life coming right up here on the John Tesh Radio Show. Don't miss this. If a coworker is driving you crazy, you need to hear this next piece. Don't go off the deep end, because I have tips from the experts on how to deal with difficult people. What is your favorite sport at the Olympics? For me, it's that bizarre curling thing. Did you know?
Did you know that curling is one of 4 Winter Olympic sports contested indoors? The other 3 are hockey, figure skating, and speed skating.
I've decided I'm going to start training for curling. I need to figure out the rules first. Traffic and weather every 20 minutes for you. Here's Fred Halstead.
Howdy there, John. Good afternoon to you, my friend, and thank you very much. No problems in either direction of I-25. Speeds remain on the high side for you this afternoon.
K-Life 106.3, continuous soft favorites. Let's bring out the new in you at your workplace. And every workplace has one, right? A whiner, a screamer, an office gossip. Who's that in your office? Or somebody who's just downright annoying all the time and eats Chinese food in their cubicle every day. Here's how to deal with those difficult coworkers from the experts at iVillage.com who studied this. First, let's talk about the whiners, because they love to whine. If you don't want to hear it, never ask an open-ended question like, hey, how are you? Limit, because you know what you'll get. Limit your greetings to good morning and be ready to say, I can't chat right now. Next, if you're dealing with a screamer, give them a reason to stop, say the experts. Tell them you understand they're trying to do a good job. You are too. But the way they're talking right now is making it hard for you to understand what they want. When you get angry, don't raise your voice. In fact, pitch your voice slightly lower than usual. That'll keep your emotions in check, and it actually forces the other person to listen to you. If things are getting out of hand, don't send an explosive person over the edge by using words to describe them like inconsiderate, rude, or mean. Instead, sympathize, and you'll win. Say, it looks like you have a lot on your mind today, but I'm hoping you have time to help me with this. It's the old catching flies with honey trick. and see advice of the career experts at iVillage. Here's Lifehouse, you and me, on K-Life 106.3.
What day is it? And in what month? This clock never seems so alive. I can't keep up, and I can't back down. I've been losing so much time. And I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. Day is it? And in what month? This clock never seems so light.
K-Live 106.3, continuous soft favorites.
We're pretty sure you don't have the time to read every headline, skim each magazine, or watch all the news coverage, but we do. Let us do the heavy lifting for you here on the John Tesh Radio Show. Coming back with more intelligence for your life, but let's leave you with the word of the day for a moment here. Arachibutyrophobia. Arachibutyrophobia. It is the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of one's mouth. And I have that right now. Say it with me. Arachibutyrophobia. Just what I need, another phobia. Let's get a check on traffic. Here is Fred Halstead.
Hey there, John. Good afternoon to you, buddy. Thank you very much. I-25 still uneventful right now. No congestion anywhere. And, of course, the roads have dried out significantly.